Hello, everybody, and welcome back to this week's episode of Dishing It With Des. If you're watching it here on YouTube, we have a special treat for you guys, but even if you're just strictly an audio listener, you still get the treat of today's special guest. It's the very first guest here on the Dishing It With Des podcast, which I had to extend that olive branch, is what you'd call it. I would extend that olive branch to, of course, none other than Mr. Isaac Stewart that is here with us. And if you guys are not aware, he is in fact my boyfriend. How long have we been dating for? Do you care to tell the audience?
No, I'm just kidding. Six, almost 7 years.
It will be 7 years, September 16th. So I thought it would be a fun episode. Test out the whole entire like guest thing with you. How are you feeling about this? And be honest. I want you to be completely honest.
I feel like it's a little overwhelming. Got a lot of cameras pointed at me in here. A lot of fancy equipment. But we good. We right.
He didn't. He was very weirded out by the headphones. Didn't want to wear the headphones.
Yeah, I can't wear the headphones. Absolutely not. It's like ASMR this whole time. You can't deal with it.
It's different whenever you're the one doing the podcast. You know what I'm saying? Like, I know all the technicalities behind it. So, you know, I'm more apt to do it. But, yes, today we have... You're our first guest. Do you feel any pressure with that, or are you just kind of like taking it in stride? You're just
good. Yep.
You're good. Did you turn that light back on?
Yes.
Okay, because you didn't want to be sitting by the light, and then I was like, just go ahead and sit over there. But yeah, we're just going to get straight into it, straight fun. We're just going to kind of have a conversation, you know, get to know you, talk about some random things, and see where the episode takes us. So, are you excited? Did I already ask you if you were excited? Or did I ask you how you felt?
Yeah, you already asked me how I felt, but I'm a little nervous on what your followers got, what questions they got for me.
We will be doing a Q&A segment here towards the end of the episode. But first of all, why don't you go ahead and move that microphone closer to your mouth for me?
Is that good?
Let me see. Keep talking.
Good.
Yeah, that's good. Okay. So the first thing that I think that we should do is get to know, we'll do a little segment to get to know our guests. So we're getting to know you. What's a few... what's your name, first of all?
Yeah, so my name is Isaac Stewart.
Isaac Stewart, spelled I-Z-A-C, for those of you listening / watching. That's a very unique thing. You got a few questions on that.
Yep.
You know, not very many people, I feel, spell your name that way. So congratulations on having a unique...
Shout out Pops for that one.
Yeah, his dad's name is Zach. Zach, if you're listening or watching, it's Z-A-C. So switch that up, you get Isaac. But how old are you? What do you do?
Yeah, so I'm 19 years old, a little bit younger than Destiny. I know it's terrible. And then, yeah, I actually run my own shoe business.
Yes, yeah. I'm like, yes, you do. I'm like reiterating it for you. That's not needed. Yeah, 19-year-old, run your business. How long have you ran that business for?
So, like, officially under, like, actual business name, I think 2020. But, I mean, I've been doing the stuff with it since like middle school. So, I mean, pretty much as long as we've been dating, yeah. I'd say, literally.
Yeah. Well, before, a little fun fact for the listeners, before there was Stu Shoes LLC, Isaac did take to selling candy in the hallway at our middle school. That was something that you were into doing.
Yeah.
In your it was like a crayon box, those plastic crayon boxes.
Yeah, I had that hustle in me since I was young, so I know I'll probably get some questions about that later, so we'll dive into it later. But yeah, I was selling candy in the hallways. Principal didn't want to see me winning, though.
No,
shut it down.
You know what? Our school was one for very dumb rules, I would say. But, you know, no one wants to waste our breath talking about that. No one wants to talk about middle school. But to do a little background, yes, as Isaac has already stated, he is a 19-year-old who owns his own business. And we'll get into a little bit more of that later. Some people had some questions about that. But we have also been, as we've already stated, we've been dating for almost 7 years. Life partners, if you will. We have gone through some pretty...
Yeah, it's been rough out here.
Yeah.
No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding.
Hey, I'm going to admit right here, I'm not an easy person to deal with. So, everyone, just a round of applause for what Isaac has to deal with sometimes with me on a daily basis. But we have, before we get into the big Q&As and all of that, we have some frequently asked questions. So if you guys didn't know, I did go over on my podcast page, which this is kind of the video or podcast you know, shout out. We do have an Instagram. We have a YouTube channel. We have all of that. If you want to go follow any of those, they're always linked down. They're just Dish It With Des basically anywhere. So I went and asked you guys over on there and I said, what questions do you have for Isaac? So we'll do some of the frequently asked questions. So the first one is how long we've been dating, which we've already answered that. And then we have the frequently asked question number one is if you read, because if you guys know, obviously I have a book channel, so they want to know if you read. Do you?
Do I read? Actually, Destiny did just give me a book over there, but sorry to let y'all down. I know this is a bad first impression. I do not read.
No.
At all.
No.
At all. So.
Fun.
No. Do not read.
Fun fact, actually, when we were in high school, anytime there was like reading required, I was doing it. I was doing all of it because me and Isaac, you know, obviously we dated throughout high school, but we were in all of the same classes up until, what was that, junior year probably?
Yeah.
We had all of the same classes, and so especially with English was when, you know, yeah, I couldn't help you with math. No, I was about to say that. No, you would have, I don't even know, but... when it came to English, I would read your books for you and then tell you about them, and then you would take that and go with it for the project or anything that we were doing.
Literally, I think the only books I've ever read is like Diary of a Wimpy Kid. I'm pretty sure every like sixth grade boy read that, and I think I read like Percy Jackson and Lightning Thief. That was like the only books I've ever read.
I also actually did read Diary of a Wimpy Kid. I also did read that, so there is that. But Percy Jackson, you'll get a few people with that. There are some diehard Percy Jackson fans. I've never read that series. So, well, you said you only read one book.
Oh yeah, I think it was one. I don't remember. It was too long ago. I ain't touched the book in so long.
That is exactly why I would force you to read a fantasy book if you did that video. Which was another frequently asked question. You guys know in one of my recent videos, I was like, everyone go tell Isaac that he needs to do this video. Yeah, and everyone was like,
aren't very loyal.
Yeah, everyone was like,
nobody said nothing.
I know. Guys, what is going on? How did them? I was like, go check your comments or your DMs. And he was like, there's nothing here. And I was like, oh, okay. Everyone's asking. But that's why I wouldn't make you just like read a full on romance book. I wouldn't put you through that.
It might take me a minute.
It would take you a long time taking it because he's also very busy, which kind of also, I got this question a lot, okay. Which was, it was kind of variations of what do you do while I read, or what do you think about me reading like so much? Like that's basically all I do.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's weird because yeah, we've been dating for a long time, almost 7 years, but we're both still super young. So Destiny still lives at home, and then I got my own place, so we're both really busy. I'm especially me, I'm almost we only probably hang out what, a few times a week.
Yeah, I probably see you a few times
a week. Usually when she's doing her work, like I'm not around, I'm also working. Yeah. So doesn't really, I mean, I'm usually, it's like her job basically, so when she's reading, I'm at work doing my thing, so it really doesn't, it's not like anything that I'm like, oh, you're always reading, no, this, that. It's not like that.
That's what, I got a lot of those questions, and I feel like a lot of people know that you, like, do your own business, but I don't think that people understand that genuinely, like, if you see me doing, like, my 24-hour readathons and stuff like that, it's because Isaac is also a very busy person, so it's not like I'm taking time away from, like, what we're doing, yeah. Because if we're hanging out, I'm, like, putting, you know, that stuff off in a way. Like, I'm kind of like, okay, well, we're gonna hang out, so I'm gonna do this. I'm not like not hanging out and reading, yeah. And you're like, or it's like you're not on your phone either, you're working, so it's like neither one of us are, yeah. Like, because we both equally understand, like, okay,
yeah.
We're both doing our thing right now, so I'll catch up with you later. I'll catch up with you at a later time.
Yeah.
That's something that's not a problem. I feel like because an outsider looking in, people are like, you know, I watch this girl's videos.
Yeah.
She's, you know, like, well, how is this working? And I'm like, because I'm only doing it when Isaac's busy, pretty much.
Yeah.
That's like,
yeah.
If you're not busy, then we're hanging out. That's pretty much how it goes. But also, everyone wants to hear you say how we, our story of how we met from your perspective, if you remember it. Now, Isaac is basically going off of this from what I have recounted to him very many times.
Okay, that's not so not true. Because
you don't remember, though.
Okay, we knew each other from middle school, seventh grade. We had some classes, a couple classes together and stuff. I specifically remember we had like a health class together. I don't remember if we had any other ones, but I do remember we had health class. And we also were always car riders in middle school, so we always walked out together. And, you know, you're just friends or whatever, just whatever. Always
just friends, Destiny, whatever,
always,
whatever.
Destiny always told me, she's like, oh my God, I just thought you were so cute. I always had a crush on you.
Blah, I did. Blah.
But, you know, me, I was like a little 12-year-old kid. I wasn't even thinking about no girls or none of that. I was just living my life. We would walk out car rider line every day and just kind of just always were friends or whatever. And then I remember the next year, eighth grade year, the funniest thing ever, we had lockers next to each other. And because our last names both start with S, so we both had lockers next to each other. And I remember just like I was messing with Destiny and I saw her. I was like, dang, I got a locker next to you for the whole year or something like that. And then, yeah, from there, we just hit it off, I guess. I don't know.
Okay, so I'll do it more in detail.
Missing some middle stuff in there.
Yeah, I'll do it more in detail for those of you who are super interested. So, seventh grade, I think the only class that we had together seventh grade was our health class, because Isaac was in high ability classes in middle school. So if your school didn't do this, we had like regular classes, and then you had like each subject had a high ability class period, so you kind of stayed with like whoever was in your high ability mm-hmm. class, because everyone was in high ability, whatever. Basically smarter kids or more gifted or whatever, however they wanted to put it, to not make other kids feel bad, even though it happened anyway, like, you know. Obviously you can tell this struck a chord with me, but I walked in health class in seventh grade, and it was actually our fourth period class. I remember everything.
This is what I'm saying. When she says stuff like this, I'm like, how do you remember what period it was from?
Because it was important to me.
7 years ago.
And I can remember I walked in the first day of school, and Isaac had on a like cobalt blue polo that you actually wore in your seventh grade picture. And that's hanging up, that used to hang up in your living room wall. And you were kind of rocking a little bit of a, not a mohawk, but they called it a brohawk. Like his hair wasn't cut in one, he just spiked up his hair in the middle. Like you kind of did that for like a little bit. It was kind of whatever, but I saw him and I was like, it wow. Worked. Yeah, it did. I saw him and I was like, wow. And I went and sat right next to you, but obviously I spit no game, because we stayed friends for, actually no, we also did have another class together. We had both of our extracurricular classes together, but we didn't sit with each other in that one. We had assigned seats, so we sat next to each other in health class, and we were just friends, but always, you know, I feel like you've been the same since I've met you, like, you which I don't know what that says about. No, like, your humor and everything, like, I can remember just, like, your voice and everything, and you walking into class and being like, oh, like, just singing, like, the most random songs, and just being, like, saying the most random things, and I would just be so confused, and, yeah, we were car riders, and specifically during football season, middle schoolers' games were on Thursdays, so every Friday you didn't have practice, and so you would walk out with me. I can still hear your voice of me, because my classroom was, like, in front of yours, and you'd be like, wait for me, hold on, I'm gonna, like, you know, whatever, and, because I wasn't gonna get caught lacking, like, I was waiting on you, I was just gonna, like, walk out of my classroom. And I'll never forget, one day I walked out with you, and my mom saw you walking with me, and she was like,
oh no, she's talking about who's that nerdy boy.
Yeah,
or
who's that
I still
nerdy
got beef
boy
with Stacey
that you're
walking
with? Well, keep in mind, also, our 7th grade year, we wore uniforms. We had to wear
polos. Yeah, I was always in the khaki cargo pants.
And you had to have a tucked-in polo.
Tucked-in polo with a belt. And wear glasses.
High socks, remember?
Yeah, I can feel, I understand it, actually. I see where she's coming from.
You know what? But that's who I, like, you know. That
Hell
was
yeah,
everything to me.
And Destiny slid in the DMs, too.
Oh, yeah. No, I was about to get to that. Because we were friends all of 7th grade. And then...
it was like one of them 10 toes down challenges
or
something.
Oh, yes. That was like one of the
ones. Like, I posted it on my story. Like, one of those 10 toes down challenges where all the people would rap.
No, you posted it as a main post. It made it to your main feed.
Oh, I don't
something
remember.
That Isaac used to do this is hilarious because I can remember everything. He used to like post the same picture multiple times, but like keep them up. So there would be multiple pictures just posted like five times, like of you and we're not gonna name drop, but you and somebody else. You would post the football picture of you guys five different times on your Instagram. Like five, and you would be like, happy birthday, bro, or miss this, like, you know, just like seventh grade boy commentary, and I ate it up. So, I mean, I can't say anything, but I remember you had posted it, and back then, you have to think of how you have to think of how Instagram was back then, though. Like, you couldn't, like, slide up, or, like, you didn't have Instagram stories either, so I had just DM'd you, and you couldn't, like, send somebody's post back then, so I screenshotted your post, and then DM'd you, and sent you the picture of your own post. And I had already been DMing you, and you weren't like giving me the vibe that I was looking for. And then I was like, who is this about? Because if any of you guys listening remember 10 Toes Downtown is, they were like super emotional.
Yeah.
And I DM'd you, and just the audacity for one to be like, because we were friends, but like, yeah, we really only like talked at school. Yeah. We weren't like hanging out stuff like that. So like the audacity of me to just be like, hey, who's this about? But like, I was sporting a huge crush on you at the time. Not anymore. I'm just kidding. But I was sporting a huge crush on you. So I was like, who is this about? And he was like, no, I just like the way it sounds. Yeah, it's like, I like, it was smooth. It sounded good. And I was like, oh, okay. And I think like I started like asking you random questions, trying to like feel out if you were talking to somebody. Cause you know, like back then you'd be like, I'm single, but I'm talking to this person, yeah, you know, like putting it out there, you know, not a bad thing to do. And I was like trying to fill you out and everything. And then I remember one time, Kings Island was the place to be. If you guys don't know, it's an amusement park that's, it's in Ohio, yeah, but like everyone around here would go to, because it's like an hour or so away. Yeah. And I remember one time over the summer, I had went with my best friend to Kings Island that same day you had went with one of your best friends, yeah, and I freaked out. Like, I was literally like, oh my God. I remember I saw you walking or something, and I was like, oh my God. Like, I can't believe this. But yeah, I had DM'd you all summer, and no interest on his part. Like, none. I literally just kept on bothering you. But you're a very dry person. Not like, not dry. Not that's dry. Crazy. I meant like, you're not going to show your emotions to me. Like, as yeah, we have never talked before, you're not going to be like, oh yeah. Like, yeah, you know. And so this is how we came to actually start talking in like a I like you type of way, which actually, to this day, because Isaac doesn't remember, I'm in the dark on whether when we first started talking, you even liked me or not. I'm hoping that you did, like, in a, you know, whatever way, because I walk in on the first day of eighth grade, and for some reason in seventh grade, your locker was, like, all the way on the other end of the hallway.
I don't remember.
But I walked in, and our lockers were right next to each other, and yeah, he was like, ew, I have a locker next to you.
It was, like, being joking, like, being funny.
But keep
it
wasn't in mind,
how Destiny tries to make it like I was over there, like, bullying her or something. Like, it was...
It was not
like that at all. I was like being funny, joking with her, and it hit her deep. She was sick.
Well, no, kids, let me paint this picture while we're at it. I'm a 13-year-old girl with a huge crush, and your crush says that to you, and your first thought is, oh my God, like he thinks I'm annoying.
Maybe that was my middle school riz.
Yeah, your flirting was not... I bet I was already hooked, you know, so that wasn't going to give me the ick or anything, but it destroyed me. It quite literally destroyed me. And then, it was like that week we didn't go to school on a Friday. We went from like Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and then we didn't go to school on that Friday. It was really weird. And I can remember that Thursday night, I got a DM from you. And it was like the first DM that he had initiated. It's like so embarrassing when I say it, because it's like, I was over here annoying this man to death, like always, like he was never texting me first. Can you believe that I'm admitting that? And so I remember I was freaking out, and I was like, oh my God. And you had asked me, like, we were talking, and then you asked me to FaceTime. And listen, back in middle school, if someone asked you to FaceTime, like, that meant that they liked you, like, because they wanted to talk to you on the phone. Like, we had never done that before. We would be like, see you at school, or like say something over DM or something, but we never like did that. He doesn't remember any of this, so he's just agreeing with me. But then you had asked me to FaceTime, and I was like, oh my God, this is my moment. And then we FaceTimed that night, and you did the, you know, the middle school conversations. What's your favorite color?
Huh? Oh, there ain't no way I did that.
You did.
There's and I said, oh, I'm not believing it. You're making it up.
No, I didn't. And I said, mauve. And you went, yes.
There ain't no shot. You sure you didn't get this out of the book you were reading?
No, this is not romantic. This is cringy.
I did not remember saying none of that.
Because you don't remember it. It was everything to me, though. Because I can remember, I really was big on mauve at the time. I was wearing a mauve shirt, I think, too. And I was like, oh, mauve. And you were like, what's that? And I was like, it's like a pink. I think I also just wanted to sound really educated when talking to you. So I, you know, I'm not going to say pink. I'm going to say mauve and spice it up a little bit. But then it's just weird because here's the thing. It's not going to be a story like if we were to have met now. And it would have been different.
Yeah,
to, like,
so much
talk
different.
We
were so young.
Because
you got to think, we're literally little kids.
We were 13.
Kids. I was 12 actually.
No, you were 13.
I'm talking. When we first started talking, though, I was 12.
Yeah, and so yeah, we were young in
literally
middle school.
Literally little kids, and then.
So the conversation's not going to be like, you know, yeah. We just started like talking, and we would like DM
and then
FaceTime,
and then it was funny when I did like the cringiest. Will you
Do you want to say that? Yeah, do you want to
say
that?
So we were at a high school.
Well, hold on. We talked for like 2 months.
Yeah, we talked forever.
Which is long for a middle school relationship.
Yeah.
To even,
we were just talking,
yeah.
you know, whatever.
So tell them.
And then finally I was like, all right, I'm going to ask her to be my girlfriend. You got to think, like what we said.
This was a big deal when you were in middle school
to be asked. We're little kids. Literally 13. And I don't know what the hell made me do this. I probably, like, looked it up on the internet or something.
Oh, you definitely looked it up.
But we went to, like, we were at, like, a homecoming high school football game. You know, I think we're middle schoolers. That was, like, the coolest shit ever. So we were at this homecoming football game. And I think it was, like, halftime or something. I was like, Destiny, let me see your phone. She was like, see my phone? I was like, I just need it. And then I didn't question
it either. I was just like, here you go.
And I went in her phone. And I changed my content. This is terrible. It sounds even worse saying it.
I changed
her contact name to, I think it was like, will you be my girlfriend or do you want to go? Something like that.
It was will you be my girlfriend.
And then I called her and it like popped up on her phone. She was like, oh my God, really? She was like, I think she was like confused at first. Like she,
I was really confused because I thought it was my mom calling me. And I was like, will you be my, it didn't click for me at first.
Yeah, it was.
My IQ was kind of low back then.
But, hey, it worked.
It did work. But here's the thing. Like I said, you have to think this is also 2016.
Yeah,
so
literally.
At the time, that was, like, such a Pinterest goals thing to do.
Yeah.
That was, like, everything for you to do.
That's what I'm saying. That was 7 years ago. I'm only 19 now. I was little.
Yeah. It was, whatever. But, yeah, that was, I always say that. It's just, but that was like going around on Pinterest. Like that was like my dream at the time.
Yeah, it was hilarious.
And yeah, we dated. We've been dating. Why was I about to say? We dated all throughout high school.
I was about to say,
like, yeah, like it's over. No, but do you, should we recount? I don't know if I want that on the internet though.
I don't know what you're about to say. I'd probably go to the next question.
But I was about to say, it's a funny story, but I don't think that I want it on the internet. We can go into our little Q&A now. I feel like this is fun. People like to know the little backstories. Even though it's cringy, you have to think of the timing.
Yeah.
We were very, you know, young, juvenile. Anyway, so we're going to go into our little question and answer segment now. So, first of all, we have a question from none other than Miss Sarah. We love Bestie Sarah over here. And she wants to know if you can please confirm your accent for everybody. Because basically the backstory is Sarah thinks that Isaac has a country accent.
Yeah, so actually whenever Destiny was asking me what I do, I'm actually an aspiring country singer. First track is in the works. I'm learning how to play guitar. Just got my first cowboy hat and some boots. So it was confirmed, yes.
No, that's...
It is confirmed.
No. Her real question, though, was how did you get into shoes? So what was your... Where did your passion for the shoes start?
Yeah. I really just think it was... I think shoes were just something, like, I was kind of always into. Like, I always just liked shoes. It wasn't really necessarily Jordans and stuff when I first liked them. I just remember when I was younger, I would always, like, Just think it was the coolest thing ever when I would get like a new pair of shoes for school or something. And then one year in, I think it was seventh grade, I got like a pair of shoes for school, but I ended up growing out of them. And I was like, damn, I was like, I love these shoes or whatever. But I literally couldn't fit them. So I was like, shit, let me try to like, I think I posted them on like Facebook Marketplace or OfferUp or something. I ended up trading them for another pair of shoes that I could fit. And then like the dude gave me some money on top. And that was kind of when like the whole business idea sparked in my head. I was like, wait, so I could make money doing this. And then I was like, I always liked shoes anyways. And then once I realized that I could make some money on it, it was just like my mind just, ideas were sparking. Like Destiny said, I kind of always just had like that hustler, make money, like entrepreneurial mindset, even from middle school. So kind of just clicked.
So do you want to go into a little bit further detail of just kind of like what you do for a living? Just kind of explain.
Yeah, so that was how it started pretty much, middle school. I had a pair of shoes, grown out of them, ended up trading them for a pair of shoes and like a couple bucks on top. And then, you know, I took the money that I had got, and then I would like also cut people's grass and stuff on the side, you know, get 20 bucks here, 20 bucks there, stuff like that, and build up a couple bucks. And then I would go on like Facebook Marketplace or OfferUp, stuff like that, and I would buy kind of like a little bit more worn, beat up shoes kind of, and I'll like clean them up. And so I feel like that's how a lot of people start to like do the shoe thing, just because you can get that like the more worn, beat up shoes for a little bit cheaper. So I'll do that, you know, clean them up, lace them up, do my thing, post them online, sell them, make some more money. And then I really kept doing that till honestly probably like sophomore year. And then I don't know, I was just always watching YouTube videos. I knew everything about shoes already, even before I like made any money doing it, just because I was so obsessed with it. And then I'd say by my like sophomore year, I kind of built up a little bit of money or capital to, you know, start doing it a little bit more. So I was buying more shoes. And then I remember our junior year pretty much was still rinse and repeating that same cycle just over and over again. All the money I would make, I'd put right back into it. But I was playing three sports at the time in high school, so I never really had a whole bunch of time to like really take it as serious as I wanted to. I was just like, I'd literally be staying up to like 2-3 a.m. after baseball, after homework and stuff, cleaning shoes in my parents' laundry room, like all the time. It was crazy. And then junior year hit, and that was 2020, and that was everybody knows COVID. We were literally all the way out of school, no sports, no nothing. So literally, I was just focusing all my time directly on the shoe thing. So that year, like, it really took off. I was putting literally every hour, pretty much every day that I was awake, into it, buying, selling, cleaning, lacing, meeting new people, going to shoe events. And then that junior year, I actually made like a pretty good amount of money. And it was funny because it was kind of like one of those situations, because my dad back in high school was like so adamant on me going to college. He was like telling me, because he was super hard on me with school. He wasn't super strict, but with school, like if I brought home anything less than an A, that was my ass. So I literally had to always get all A's no matter what, or I wasn't doing nothing. And then he always told me, oh, if you're going to college, or you're gonna get kicked out. That's what he told me. But in my head, like I said, I always had that entrepreneurial like mindset, and I always knew college wasn't what I wanted to do. It just didn't make sense for me. And I knew like I could be successful with the business stuff if I really put my head down and put a lot of work into it. So I was like, shit. I was like, I got to make some money junior and senior year, because I'm not going to college. I'm going to have to get my own place or whatever. So junior year was really good. I made a good amount of money, especially for like how young I was, 17 years old.
Yeah.
Or at that point, or 16 or 17.
16, yeah.
And, you know, made like some actual real money. And then senior year, just added on top of that, did really good again, had a really good year, kind of finally went and sat down and talked to my dad. Like, you know, this is obviously, he saw it then, because like I said, I was actually making like real money, like a salary, honestly, probably just as much as my parents were making at the time, which was crazy. So we kind of had to sit down and like, we just had that conversation. He was like, look, I just, for him, it was more of, I think he thought college was like the only way for me to be successful. But then once he saw like the business stuff work out and it was going good, it, like, he did a full 180, so he understands it now. That's my guy. He even goes to shoe events and stuff with me. So I've flipped his mindset with the whole college business, and yeah, that's pretty much how it goes. I'm still doing it to this day. Now I got it.
Well, what does a day look like now for you now?
I was about to say, so now it's, I'm pretty much still doing the same thing, just at a more high volume, a bigger scale. So yeah, now I got two full-time employees and then myself as well. Got a whole warehouse, built up a decent little following on one of these live auction sites.
Whatnot.
It's called Whatnot. And yeah, we just, now I'm selling thousands of shoes a month, so it's crazy. Paying two of my best friends good amount of money. They both work with me, so
yeah, so it's been crazy. Everyone wants to do is do the thing that they love and are passionate about.
Yeah, so it's been good.
Yeah, that's, you know, very proud from someone who's been there since before it was an idea.
It was, because back in high school, you know, everybody would say, oh, that little shoe thing, or oh, that little business, or oh, this little, oh, you should get a real job. But you know, I always had a bigger vision. I always knew it could be good, so I just stuck with it.
And I feel like I'm a very fierce protector over people that I care about. So when I would get wind of people saying that, I'd be like, oh, like, it would just make me so mad. Like, I'd be like, you know.
It's hilarious. Yeah, I know.
It's a funny thing, but I'm very, very proud of you.
Yeah, it's been crazy before.
How far you have come from the start. It's a very amazing thing to watch in real time.
Thank you.
Very proud of you. Keeping on that same whatever, if you could tell everybody what your current favorite shoe is right now.
Yeah, so I'd say, like, overall, like, I probably like Jordan 1s the most. It's just easy shoe to wear. You can wear them, beat them up, they still look good. It's like one of those things you could wear with a pair of basketball shorts. You can wear them with dress pants. So I'll probably say Jordan 1s. But I do like the white cement 3s that just came out colorway-wise. Those are really nice.
Would you say that someone asked what your favorite style of Jordan is? Would you say it's the Jordan 1?
Yeah, I'd say the Jordan. Yeah, probably Jordan 1.
For me, no one asked. But in case you guys were wondering, I am a big fan of the Jordan 1. But
you like the dunk.
I love a dunk moment because you can wear it with shorts. You can wear it with anything, really. Yeah. I feel like they go with anything girl-wise. Guy-wise, too, but I'm talking about, I mean, guys can wear anything. I feel
like that's what girls
are
really into. Almost the girls all love dunks, I feel like.
But I feel like for me, it's just because it can go with a lot of stuff. Yeah. But I do love throwing in a 4 here and there. And I also do love a good 3 moment. But they have to be very...
You got one pair of 3s.
I have 2 pair of 3s. I have the Neapolitans and I have the laser pink 3s.
Yeah, Destiny got more shoes than me. This is ridiculous.
I do not. Actually, but that is so funny that you think that. Also, someone, you kind of briefly talked about it, but were you ever, even though I know the question and the answer to it, was there ever a point in time ever in your life that you thought that you were going to go to college and that you had plans to go to college?
Maybe when I was young in middle school or something, but once I got to high school, the business thing even kind of got rolling even at all. Even when I didn't make any money, like, freshman, as soon as I got to high school, I knew, I was like, this is what I'm going to do. I saw people that were successful in it already, so I was like, I know it could work. I just got to put the work in. So there was no doubt in my mind that this is what I was going to do. And no, I didn't want to go to college at all because school just – and I was always I got good grades and stuff, but school just
– too annoying – whatever.
School just not.
It
just wasn't for me. I knew for me it didn't make sense because, like I said, I always wanted to be my own boss. I always had that entrepreneurial mindset. I always wanted to make a lot of money too. I'm not gonna act like that wasn't one of the things. So,
well, you, Isaac's always been somebody that I feel like for me throughout, especially adolescence, I kind of had a question mark. I mean, even now, the future is always a question mark for me. Like, I don't know what I'm going to do and where I'm going to be and all of that. But for Isaac, it was just always like, no, I know what I'm going to do. And, you know, some people say that, but Isaac was genuinely and still is one of those people that will be like, no, I know what I'm going to do. And then you make it happen. And we were in high school, and there were times that I was like, you know, before the shoe stuff really took off, I was like, you say you're not going to go to college, but you will.
Yeah, nobody believed me.
Well, because I was like, my thing was,
you weren't making no money.
Well, no, not that. It was your dad. Like, I was like, there's no way that you're not.
Yeah, my dad was adamant about it. That's why, like I said, I knew junior or senior year, I was like, dude, I got no choice but to make some money because I'm about to. I was like, I'm going to get kicked out, I guess, because I ain't going to college.
And I think that was more your dad trying to do tough love, because also I think you have to think the society that we live in now, you don't have to go to college to be successful. Yeah, there's very many different ways of life. But, you know, especially my parents, too, it's the same thing where parents think that's the only way you're going to be successful.
It wasn't like, oh, I want you to do what I say. It was more, he just thought that's what was best for me.
Which I will say, though, college is not for everybody, but it is for some people. And college is a very important thing. And I still think that if you do have your sights set on college, that it's an amazing thing and can do. But
yeah, if that's something you want to do, I'm not saying
but for both of us, that wasn't anything
I would have been miserable if I would have went.
Yeah, because school came very easily to Isaac. Academic-wise, it was very easy, but he hated being there. Pivoting from your business, everyone wants to know, the question that's on the press is, what's your favorite thing about me? And don't, I mean, you can list many if you want. If you want to list a few, you can.
Obviously, there's a lot.
There,
obviously.
Aww.
But I would say probably most is just, you're super selfless. I feel like you put everybody else first, and you're really humble. So I can appreciate that. Obviously, we don't even got to go into the looks. We all know.
We all know
Mrs. Destiny, Mrs. Princess over here.
Also, sorry for people watching. Charlie is trying to do whatever to me.
She needs her attention.
Thank you. I appreciate you saying selfless. You want to know a funny thing is that I feel like sometimes you don't realize your best qualities that somebody else will notice.
Yeah.
For Isaac, you know what? I'm going to match the questions sometimes. For Isaac, I would say my favorite thing about you is how incredibly hardworking you are. When you get your eyes set on something, you're going to do it. And you're very positive about everything. You know, like, maybe we're yin and yang. Because I always do say that me and Isaac are, like, complete opposites. We are, like, complete opposites. And it's so funny how...
About damn near everything.
Everything is opposite. Isaac's a very positive person, and I'm a negative.
Yeah, like, when shit hits the fan, Destiny's like, all this is going on, I'm like...
It's very hard for me to see the positive outlook on things. And Isaac's always like... Everything will be fine, and I'm not gonna worry about it. And I'm like, how are you not worrying about it? The world is crashing down around our shoulders. But I would say that, and
thank you.
You're also you're just very energetic, and I sometimes it's a double-sided coin. It's a good thing, because you do, like, there are so many things that you're gonna do in life that other people don't do because you're willing to do it. You know what I'm saying?
Me and Destiny, I'm always trying to do some crazy shit. And Destiny does not like to do anything.
No, I don't.
Sometimes I stay in the house and read a book.
Yeah. And that's kind of, you know, on to the next question. What are your feelings about that? What are your feelings about my love for books? Does that affect you in any way?
So it doesn't necessarily affect me. Obviously, I'm glad you found something that you really like. And you found a hobby that you really love. And obviously, I mean, I'm pretty much making a living off of it now. So it blows my mind. And I think it's cool, but it doesn't, like, make me mad or anything, but it does make me mad when she doesn't want to go do anything. Like, I'm always like, do you want to do something? You want to go here? You want to do this? It's like, no, I don't want to do anything. I don't want to. She's just, like, one of those she's just scared to do anything, and I'm, like, an adrenaline junkie almost.
You are definitely,
we clash with that sometimes.
Well, and it's also, like, my anxiety is very bad, so I'm going to pick anything in the situation to make me scared of it, you know? Like, that's my automatic thing. Like, even when things are good, I'm going to pick something, and that's, you know, something that I don't like, but... I am very much where I would just rather be like, yeah, I kind of want to stay at home and finish this book or do whatever. But next question, have you thought of some of these questions? I did have to prepare for Isaac ahead of time because Isaac's not incredibly great on the spot unless it's like a yes or no. Have you thought of a favorite memory with me? Because the question was, what's your favorite memory with me?
So I was thinking, I know me and Dustin were talking about this one.
Yeah.
I feel like there's not really one thing that, like, super sticks out or anything. I think that first kiss thing was funny. Yeah. I think that was one that I'll never forget. But, like, I don't know. I just like all the places we went. And we just done a lot of stuff.
We just do random stuff together.
We went to this farm. literally the most random stuff
ever. Your family's farm.
Yeah, we were out in the middle of nowhere, and we, like, all four just randomly passed out asleep.
That was so scary for me. That's so funny that that's something that you... Because I woke up, and basically, we call it the farm, but it's not a farm. It's literally just this house.
A random house in the middle of nowhere.
Set in the middle of nowhere.
Across the street from a cornfield.
No, here's the thing. If any of you have watched the Texas Chainsaw Massacre, the original one, literally just like that. It is literally exactly like that. And so, when I woke up, and all four of us had been passed out in the middle of a field, I was like, did something happen? Like, I found myself thinking that I was in the middle of a horror movie. I think my favorite memories, I like, just like when we're doing random stuff. Like, we would, one time we went out and we bought a bunch of 2 liters of Coke and a bunch of Mentos and we shook them up. Yeah, and we just cleaned it up afterwards. But we would just do the most random stuff to, like, that was kind of all our, not all our relationship was, but that was, like, what we would do to hang out was, like, find random stuff. Like, we played a lot of basketball together, even though we would get into arguments. I do appreciate and really cherish those times that we played on a league together for a few years. But me and Isaac, God love him, we don't work well as teammates and as people that are, like, facing off against each other.
And yeah, I don't get too competitive.
Well, because if we're teammates, we're both blaming each other if something goes wrong. And then if we're opponents, we are doing things more specifically.
Destiny's a sore loser.
Isaac Earl James Stewart, you are such a sore loser. If you lose, you literally get so mad. I more just get agitated because if I lost,
shit talker. When we're playing games, I shit talk Destiny so much, and she can't stand it. I get in her head so easily.
Well, because I'm not a very mentally strong person, so if I lost, it's fine. I don't care. I kind of just wipe my hands with it. But when you start talking to me, I get so angry where
I'm
just like...
That's what makes it fun.
And of course, it gets a rise out of you and whatever. But yeah, there was one time for a memory, me and Isaac went... I don't even remember what we were doing and why we were laughing, but we tried to go through the Starbucks drive-thru, and I was really big on this one lemonade at the time, and you were like, order it, because Isaac doesn't like to order the complicated orders.
We were just sitting there for like two
literally
minutes.
No, it was five. The interaction kept on going on because we were laughing so hard because I couldn't get it out, and then the guy was like, what? And then the speaker was kind of whatever, so he couldn't understand. It was just, it was so funny. But can you name one thing that I always complain about with books? Is there one thing that you can name that I complain to you about when I'm reading a book? Or do you not know?
One thing specifically?
Like,
I feel like that's all you do about books is complain.
I do not. Do not add into the negative connotation that I don't like any books. What are you looking at the shelves for?
I'm trying to think. There's not really one thing that sticks out. Is there something that should stick out? I feel like you're just always complaining. I feel like you're always crying about books. I know that.
I am always complaining about something. So
yeah, I don't know one exactly. Yeah. Is there supposed to be something?
I mean, not specific. It really depends on what I'm reading, I'm complaining about.
I can't think of one thing that you're complaining
about. Probably miscommunication is the worst that I would complain about. But how do you feel about my YouTube career? What are your thoughts? Yeah, what are your thoughts?
I mean, like I said earlier, I think it's so crazy, like, actually seeing it now and seeing the growth. But Destiny can back me up on this one. Even back when she had no subscribers, like I said, I was always one of those entrepreneurial, like, self-made type of people that I always, that's the kind of stuff that I'm into. So I always knew, I was like, I'm going to be honest, I think, like, if you want to do it, if you enjoy it, if you really think it's something you're passionate about, I always told her to go for it and stick with it, even if, and while other people were saying, you know, not a good idea, or, oh, you need a real job, or, oh, you need to make real money, blah, blah, blah. I always said go for it, and now that is paying off for you. I think it's so cool to see. So proud of you for sticking with it. I know you've been making videos forever.
I've been doing YouTube.
Yeah, I was never
videos since my freshman year in high school.
Literally, it was one of those things that I was always like, even from the get go. Like I said, even when you weren't even getting any views or didn't have no subscribers, I always was like, if you stick to it and find something you like, find your lane.
No, that's
it'll always be good for you. I never had any doubt that if it was really something you wanted to do, that
well,
you could
do
good in it.
What's funny is that I said this in the first episode, I think, when I talked about my YouTube journey. I said how this piece of information that Isaac used to always give me, because I would, you know, YouTube was always something I was so passionate about and I wanted to do so badly. And I would talk to Isaac about it, and I'd be like, I just don't understand, like, whatever. But keep in mind, I would just kind of like vlog and then post it. Like, yeah. But that was what you was big really, at the time, yeah. though. That was like Emma Chamberlain, like
David Dobrik.
Like everyone type, was just yeah. doing that. So I was trying to like find that. And I remember. And I just always was like, nah, like, nah. Because Isaac would be like, why don't you just, like, find one specific thing to talk about and do videos on, like, one specific thing?
Find your niche.
Yeah, yeah. And I was like, what? I was like, what are you talking about? Like, I was just kind of like, you don't know what you're talking about. Like, I'm not doing it. And then after we graduated.
I was about to say, wasn't this, book stuff hasn't even been that long.
No. After we graduated, I had just made like a random video because my senior year of high school, I got really, because of COVID, I feel like I kind of put myself into a hole and started like reading again. Even though I've read my whole entire life, but like to the point of obsession again. And then I like randomly made a video about it because I was watching like Haley's videos, Sarah's videos, and I was like, I'll try to do a book video. And then I remember like the first one like popped off for like what my channel yeah. was getting in views at the time. And I was like, wait, if people really like this and I love doing it,
yeah.
let me try to make videos on it. And yeah. and then I can just remember, and I'm somebody, my toxic trait is that I don't like to admit when people are right. And I was Isaac told me this so yeah, long ago.
Funny. I think I literally got videos in my Snapchat of me like recording her in like high school. She'd be like editing a video at school or something. I'd be like, I always put, oh, you're gonna be YouTube famous. Oh, she's yeah. gonna be famous. Oh.
I would literally be editing videos like,
one
at
day,
school.
There was like, one day. There's one video that we were. Destiny has it still somewhere. She was filming like a Q&A with like me and
I was trying to do
some
like
of
a
our
boyfriend.
Friends. Yeah,
yeah, boyfriend tag.
And
or yeah, no, yeah. It was that video.
And I was literally, we were so young. I think we were, 15 or something?
We were
so young.
I was
young.
16, yeah. You were 15.
We were so young, and I was like, you're going to get famous. We're going to blow up, blah, 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 blah. So, yeah, I mean, like I said, I think I was always one of those people that I think if you really put your mind to something and you're passionate about something that
well, Isaac's always been very supportive, too, of the YouTube yeah. thing because he would tell me, even when I didn't believe it, he'd be like, no, Destiny, I feel like if you keep doing this, then you'll do something with yeah. it. And then I was just always like, nah, whatever.
I think that's good advice for anyone.
Yeah, just stick with it, be consistent, and find your niche. I feel like having a niche is very good. Yeah. Random question. What's a book that I've talked about nonstop? What's a book that I talk about nonstop?
That whole ACOTAR stuff yeah. that you always talk about.
Who? That. Let's see. Step further. Who is my favorite character from that series?
There's somebody with the R, I think. Am I right?
You're right. It's not a common name. Like, you wouldn't get
it. I know.
It.
I remember you talking. It's something with the R.
Yeah.
It's a dude, right?
Yeah.
Riser or something.
It's Rezan.
Yeah, yeah, I knew it was Rezan. Something. Yeah, I knew it was something like
my
that.
My favorite.
Close enough.
Oh, my gosh. Literally.
I'm
everything.
That. That's one for one.
Is there any other book that you think that I talk about a lot? Or?
I feel like that's the main thing you always tell me about.
Oh, ACOTAR is my current hyperfixation in this last
yeah,
for a few months. Before then, it was the Addicted Calloway Sister series.
Yeah, yeah,
who am I obsessed with? Who is my couple from that book? From the Addicted series that I'm obsessed with?
Oh, yeah. I might have to phone in ahead on this one.
It's Lily and Lowe. Lily and Lowe?
Oh, yeah. Is that what that's over there?
Yeah. All my Addicted posters, Lowe and Lily. Yeah. Look, he's looking at them now. He's like, oh, if I would just look over there. Oh, do you ever try and learn about the books that I talk about so you can discuss them with me?
Oh, man. Y'all are trying to make me look bad. I will say, not really.
You're just, I don't expect you to. Honestly, whenever I rant to Isaac about books, I just kind of need
to listen. I do listen, but I do not.
I need an ear. But yeah. Sometimes I do severely wish that you were into books.
Yeah,
I see
I
the
not.
Husband TikToks like, my husband reads ACOTAR, and he's like, they're sitting on the couch and he's reading it. I'm like, I wish Isaac had the downtime.
I was about to say, I'm always so busy. I know, like, I know everybody says that, but
I want you to do the video, but I would honestly feel so bad to like take the time that you're not doing something and be like, here's this book about fairies and you gotta read it. Also, a question. You got this question a lot. Do you watch every single one of my videos? And be honest, do you watch them when they come out?
It might not be as soon as they come out, but I do always get around to it. Yes.
I
will say, she just asked me in the car. She was like, did you watch my latest video? I was like, it didn't just come out. I was like, not yet, but I always get around to watching.
No, yes. I know that he gets around to them, yes. Because like if I go to his apartment or his warehouse and I do something on TV, it always says like Destiny Sidwell.
Yeah.
Like you're always like looking at my channel, which I think is cute. Do you have any hobbies other than, you know, your shoe business? Is there anything that you like to do other than that?
Yeah. I like playing basketball a lot. I've always messed with playing basketball. Here lately, for some reason, we've been getting into golf and going to Top Golf.
If you were to describe me with an animal, what animal would it be? There's one that you always say that I felt like that would have been the first thing out of your mouth. Yeah.
She's always talking about, oh, I'm going to beat you up. Oh, I'm going to harass, blah, 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 this, that.
Not in an aggressive
no,
way.
No, like being funny, messing around. And
when we're like bantering back and forth.
And then it's so funny when we actually mess around and wrestle around or something.
Oh, I get so mad instantly.
She's always, yeah.
And then I'm like, don't touch
me. She's all bark, no bug.
I am not. I don't know one for you. Not a golden retriever.
Why?
Actually, we can say golden retriever because you're very energetic and you're very happy and you're very, like, you know, whatever. Except for in the morning.
Oh, yeah, I'm not a morning person.
No. Literally, we went to breakfast the other day.
That's another thing. Destiny loves waking up early as hell, and I literally stay up till damn near when she wakes up. So.
Oh, no. He will text me every night, and I will wake up in the morning to go to the gym, and it'll be like 1 hour ago. Yeah. Isaac sending me something, and I'm like, he goes to bed when I wake up. Literally. We're opposites in every single way. The other day, he was like, we can go to breakfast. Come around 10. And to me, breakfast is at 8. And so I was like, okay. And I pull up at 10 to your apartment, and he's just not talking, just nah. Like I'm like, and you're just like looking at me.
I know. Then nighttime comes around, and I'm all ready to do stuff, get ready. She's like, I'm going to sleep.
It's 10 o'clock.
What do you mean you're going to sleep?
And when I'm tired, I'm vicious. Yeah. I'm like, don't even look at me. Don't even talk to me the wrong way. If you had to wear one shoe forever, what would it be?
Like I said, I like Jordan 1s a lot if it was for, like, you know, style or whatever. But one shoe that I've always loved just for how comfortable it is, like I wear every day for, like, a beater or Ultra Boost. You cannot go wrong with Ultra Boost. They're so comfortable. I literally wear a pair damn near every day, just beat them up. They're, like I said, just so comfortable. So probably Ultra Boost.
Yeah, those are.
Comfort-wise.
Very comfortable. This next one, I want you to be honest. People were asking, what is something that annoys me? Something that's annoying about me.
Something that's annoying about you?
Yeah. And I feel like I know like what you're going to say.
Pretty much like I said, I always want to go out and do stuff or like actually do things. And Destiny is a very scared person of doing new stuff or trying new things.
It's also like,
so that's one thing. And then another thing is, like I said, we're so on the opposite schedules. It'll be like nighttime, and I'm just now, like, I'm coming alive, and if we ever want to do anything, she's like, oh, I'm in bed, I'm going to bed.
Well,
it's probably that.
I will say, I prefer, like, to sit in and watch, like, a movie.
Yeah.
Or a TV show, and Isaac doesn't like watching movies.
I don't watch any movies pretty much at all. Any TV shows, I don't do none of those.
No, and you know something?
If I have any free time, I'm always trying to be on the go and doing something.
Something about me is that I'm somebody who's, like, always, like, talking about movies or, like, relating something back to, like, a movie or TV show. And so my humor is kind of based on that sometimes, and Isaac's like, don't know what you're talking about. I'll be like, iconic movies, and he'll be like, don't know, and I'll be like, oh, okay. But yeah, I'm a very much morning person, not a night person. Okay, here's something. Can you remember the most shocking book that I've told you about? What's the most, like, shocking book that I've told you about that you're like, what?
Yeah, you just sent me a crazy message the other day. I don't remember what the title of the book was, but that one.
This was the other day. If you follow me on my book page,
she sent me like a whole paragraph of the craziest shit ever. I'm like, what the hell are you reading, dude?
That was what the screenshot that I posted on my story that everyone was like, aw, because you said, honey.
Oh, yeah. I said, what the hell are you reading, honey?
And it was because I was reading the Throne of Glass series specifically. I was reading the last one, Kingdom of Ash. And if you've read that series, you guys know some of the stuff that goes down. And it's a fantasy, so I feel like Isaac can't really grasp that well. And so I was like, yeah, he's doing this, and this is happening. And you were like, what?
Yeah, it was weird.
There was torture. You'd be like, what is going on? What are Destiny's She's the One qualities, like things that I do and things that I like what are like that would make me wifey material, I guess is what they're asking.
I will say I get like you're a homebody, so you're never really out,
I'm not out
the big party scene, yeah, or any of that, like, you know how people do, so that's a good one. I feel like we communicate pretty well about everything.
I'll tell you.
That's another one. We always know, like, not like in a weird way, but we always know what each other are, like, what's going on pretty much. And
yeah. Well, and when you know,
pretty much always on the same page.
Yeah, when you know somebody for such a long time, you can also, like, even without verbally saying anything, you can pick up on, like, when somebody is, yeah, like, mad or upset about something.
Yeah.
Was I saying that right then? Anyway, our communication is good. Because
I know it's a funny thing that we've been together for so long, and it's like we don't ever actually argue.
No,
we just always go back and forth about the stupidest shit.
We'll like start,
it'll be like the littlest, yeah, stuff. We'll just like go back and forth, and it's just funny because we both want to be right, and then Destiny will be getting real into it, and I'll just start dying laughing every time. I just can't even ever take it serious.
We could never stay in an argument. Of course, every couple fights.
Yeah, sometimes.
But we can really never stay into an argument, really, because I get very passionate when I talk,
and then I'll just start dying.
And
laughing.
Isaac is not a very serious person.
She'll just start trying to get all big and bad about a conversation or something.
Not that, but you also get very uncomfortable when it comes to like deep talks. You're not one for that. Like me and Isaac's best friend Jared. Hi Jared, who's watching, because you know that he's listening and watching. He'll want to like start getting into deep conversations, and Isaac will be like, no, I can't do it. And so me and Jared will have deep conversations, but he gets like uncomfortable, so then he starts laughing, and then we can never just stay serious, really, because we start laughing. Yours is just you're very hardworking and you're very clean.
Yeah.
About certain things, you don't like doing laundry or doing your dishes.
Oh yeah, that's another. I don't even get to go ahead next question.
Yeah. Next question. What are some music artists that you like? Do we have a similar taste in music?
Not at all.
No, opposite tastes. The only time if you are listening to like some country songs in the car that I like,
I'd say like the only people we actually both could genuinely sit down and listen to that we both actually like is like Morgan Wallen, or like maybe some Rod Wave.
Maybe some, if I'm willing.
Yeah.
To whatever, because what's your taste? What would you describe your taste in music to me?
I like kind of like melodical type style rap. Like I like Rod Wave, Polo G, like that type of rap.
Yeah.
And then I listen to a little bit of Morgan Wallen.
Yeah, you love Morgan
Wallen.
Like
I said, aspiring country singer.
He does want to go on tour with Morgan Wallen.
We'll put the link in the description.
Yeah, we will put the SoundCloud in the description. My music taste is all over the place.
Yeah, she swears she was born in the 80s or something. I don't know what she thinks
I work out every single day to 80s music, and I love Fleetwood Mac. They are my everything. They are everything I love. And whatever. And then I love Taylor Swift, and then I love Harry Styles, and then I love The Wallows, The Neighborhood. You know, Isaac doesn't know who any of those people are, so he got a lot of Taylor Swift questions, but he would not know what to do with those guys because he does not listen to that. Here's a question that we'll end off on. Are there pros and cons to dating an influencer, and if so, name them?
We've talked about this a little bit before too. I feel like it would be different if like me and her started dating now while she already kind of has a little bit of a following or whatever, but it's just like I've been here the whole way, and I feel like I've seen everything and I know everything, and like it really doesn't feel any different to me. Like there's been a couple times where we were at like breakfast or something, somebody notices her and I'm like, holy shit, like that's crazy. But really other than that, like I would say it's one of the pros are where we both do our own thing. Like, obviously, I got my own business and she does this. So we can pretty much, like, if we really need to do something or go anywhere, we can kind of both make our own schedule. That's really,
yeah,
that's like one of the biggest things, just the freedom. But cons, not really any cons. Like, it's not like we're like Kim K or something. She walks out of the thing and she got like paparazzi staring at her or something.
I feel like there would be more cons if you didn't own your own business. I feel like if you couldn't make your own schedule, we're very privileged to have that, where we can both make our own schedule. If you were like somebody that had set work hours, and then I was like, you know, I work odd hours, you work odd hours, it feels like, you know, whatever, and I feel like that would be more of an issue. But even like you said, like if you were to step in now, that
yeah, it might be a little bit weird, but I've just been here the whole way and I've seen everything. I obviously know, like, and she's not changing with the, like, gaining a little bit of followers, so
no,
I appreciate that.
I'm also somebody that just, I feel like I don't.
Yeah, you're a real humble person. She doesn't want her. I'll be like, I always mess with her. I'll be like, oh, you're so famous, blah, blah, blah. She's like, no, I'm not famous. No, no.
No, we've been talking for over an hour, and this was so much fun to have you here. I loved this. I feel like I had a fun time.
Me too.
You hate talking, but no, I hope you had a fun time.
No, I don't.
Hope you had a fun time. I hope everyone enjoyed this episode. You know, I want to have more guests in the future. I feel like this is fun. Nice. Sarah, go to New Jersey, April. So, Sarah, if you're listening to this, sorry to blindside you that I'm going to make you do this. But thank you guys so much for listening to today's episode. If you guys liked it, I don't know what you do. Do you rate it on Spotify? Because I'm on Spotify. I'm on Apple Podcasts.
We'll see
if I
get tore up in the comments. We'll see.
What would you get tore up for?
Not reading, probably.
Yeah. You're not a reader. You're not an intellectual. You don't read books. Sorry, guys. I can't make it anything. Not a video, not a podcast without breaking out the accent. I don't know. It's just one of my many qualities that come with me. But thank you guys so much for listening to today's episode. If you're watching on YouTube, don't forget to subscribe. Or if you're not subscribed to the YouTube channel, go subscribe to that. I don't know how many subscribers I have on there, actually. I forget the last time that I checked. I don't know, but thank you to everyone who has subscribed. Follow the Instagram, and I will, you guys will listen to me next week. So I'll see you then.